WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
If you want to distract yourself from the summer heat, you might want to try a good comedy. Two classic films by director Preston Sturges are now available on home video cassette. Critic Ken Tucker has this review.
The brilliant comedies that director-writer Preston Sturges filmed in the 40s and early 50s represent one of the high points in American movies. Packed to bursting with jokes, slang, literary allusions, and bits of wisdom, Sturges' movies represent the brainiest slapstick ever made. Two excellent examples of the Sturges style have just been released on video cassette. The Palm Beach Story from 1942 stars Joel McRae and Claudette Colbert, whose love affair almost never occurs. Funny, absurd situations keep interrupting this budding romance during a cross-continental train trip. Also on cassette is The Miracle of Morgan's Creek, made in 1944. Many Sturges fans say that Sullivan's Travels or The Great McGinty was the best film he ever made, but Miracle of Morgan's Creek gets my vote. Eddie Bracken stars as a patriotic fellow rejected by the World War II Army as 4F. Eddie's just too darn nervous. He meets his match in Betty Hutton, who gives a genius performance as a wily featherbrain. Like all Preston Sturges films, the dialogue flies thick and fast, as in this scene, in which Hutton uses a date with Bracken to get to a dance where there are soldiers she admires more than 4F Eddie.
They didn't call off that military dance. Papa just called it off as far as I was concerned.
Oh, he did. Well, he probably had pretty good reasons then. That's what parents are for, to listen to their advice. I was always miss losing my parents so much.
I know, Norval, but he didn't have a good reason. He's just old-fashioned. Soldiers aren't like they used to be when he was a soldier, you know, all in France and like that.
Oh, aren't they?
Of course they're not. They're fine, clean young boys from good homes, and we can't send them off maybe to be killed, and rockets, red glare, bombs bursting in air without anybody to say goodbye to them, can we?
They probably got their families.
Well, even if they have, they'll have girls and dancing and... How about those who haven't got any families? How about the orphans? Who says goodbye to them? You ought to know about them.
The superintendent probably comes down from the asylum for old time's sake.
Norval, I think you're perfectly heartless. I just hope you get into the Army someday, and the last thing that happens to you, the last thing you get before you sail away, the last thing you have to treasure while fighting beneath foreign skies is a kiss from the superintendent.
The Miracle of Morgan's Creek features ferociously funny supporting performances by Sturges' stock players like William Demarest, Franklin Pangborn, and in a woefully neglected bit of magnificent sarcasm, Diana Lynn as Betty Hutton's bratty kid sister. The Miracle of Morgan's Creek is, as Pauline Kael once wrote, part of our great crude heritage. These films are ideal video cassette fare. The dialogue is so fast and juicy, you'll want to scan back and watch whole scenes again and again to pick up the stuff you missed. After Sturges, modern comedies seem thick-tongued and slow, but among the more agile recent releases are Something Wild, director Jonathan Demme's brave attempt to update the Sturges style for the 80s, and The Golden Child, Eddie Murphy's deadweight adventure comedy. There's also No Mercy with Richard Gere and Kim Basinger. It's not supposed to be a comedy, but believe me, it is.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.